This holiday season, millions of people are buying gifts online, and those orders aren't just being fulfilled by the Postal Service or companies like UPS. In the case of Amazon, they're also being delivered by an army of part-time gig workers it commissions through an app called Amazon Flex. To learn more about this often unseen part of the delivery workforce, WBUR's Adrian Ma spent a day with a Flex driver in Worcester.
What attracts a lot of people to Amazon Flex is it's pretty easy to get into. Basically, all you need to do is have a driver's license, pass a background check, watch some training videos, and you're good to go.
Can you, like, walk me through? How does this thing work?
Sure. So this is the main page right here. It's the home page.
This is Lynn. She asked we only use her first name because she's worried speaking to a reporter could jeopardize her work with Amazon. When she opens up the Amazon Flex app on her phone, she sees a list of what they call blocks. They're shifts of 2 to 4 hours, mostly starting at a rate of about $19 an hour. And Lynn says here's where some strategy comes in handy, because the rates change.
The closer it gets to the starting time, the rates will start to raise. And it's kind of like a game to see how high you can get it before that block disappears on you.
In other words, grab a block too soon and you might leave money on the table. But wait too long and someone else could take it. Finding the sweet spot takes vigilance.
You keep on having to do this, swipe down on the app, it refreshes, and you basically have to do that constantly throughout the day to see what's available for work.
She says the feeling of catching a block is addictive, almost like gambling. And on the good days, it pays as much as $30 an hour, which is more than she used to make as an administrative assistant. On a recent afternoon, Lynn has signed up to do a 3.5-hour block for $95. In her blue sedan, she drives to an Amazon warehouse in Milford. Once inside, she checks in with a warehouse employee.
Beautiful. There we go. 3.5 hours. They'll direct you as to where you need to go.
Thank you.
Then she slowly drives past a network of conveyor belts and chutes moving packages around the building. Over in the loading area, a shelf full of boxes and envelopes is waiting for her. The Flex app tells her where it all goes.
Kind of scans it, downloads the packages onto my phone, and looks like I'm going to Worcester.
She starts loading up her car, and some of these boxes are pretty big. There's a fancy pressure cooker, a child's car seat, a fish aquarium.
I break a lot of nails doing this job.
Eventually, the car's packed up, and she's back on the road. The rest of Lynn's afternoon basically goes like this. She punches in an address.
Take the next right onto Southwest Cutoff, then you'll arrive at your destination.
Arrives at a house. Grabs a package and carefully traverses the snow-covered walkway. And ignoring the scary-sounding dog, she drops off the package and scans the label to let Amazon know it's done. Then she jumps back in the car, and it's on to the next house. Lynn repeats this process 18 times, which she says is a relatively easy shift. Still, she says this job always has its hazards. Bad roads, lousy weather, and slip and falls. Like one time when she slipped on a customer's wet stone walkway.
And my feet went straight out from under me, and I landed right on my back. And it went so hard that my teeth, like, clanked together. And I think the guy inside must have heard me because he peered out the door and said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "I think so." And he said, "All right." And then shut the door and didn't even help me up. So I was like, okay.
Stories like this are why some labor policy experts are critical of Amazon Flex.
The way that those people are being asked to do the work has exposed them to a level of risk that's very different than a traditional employer.
David Weil is a professor at Brandeis University, and he studied how workers are affected when companies outsource certain jobs.
The mail deliverer who came to your house to deliver a package, or the UPS driver, was an employee of those companies, and they would be protected by a whole set of workplace laws.
For instance, they could get workers' comp if they're injured, or they might be part of a union. But not Amazon Flex drivers, because they're considered independent contractors.
A real independent contractor, the key word there is independent.
Which Weil argues isn't really the case with Flex workers. Through the Flex app, Amazon exerts a lot of control over when the work is done, how much it pays. It also tracks drivers' performance and punishes those that fail to meet a certain standard. By the way, we reached out to Amazon, but the company didn't respond in time for this story. For Lynn, she says flexing is working for her. Although she hasn't calculated how much she makes on an hourly basis, she figures she nets about $1,000 every few weeks, after rent, groceries, and other expenses.
So as long as I am not going into the negatives each month, I consider myself good to go.
Still, Lynn says she spends 7 days and about 35 hours a week on the road. More if you count the time she spends on her phone swiping and trying to get a block.
My day is taken up between looking for work, doing work, and then squeezing in a bite to eat here and there, which can be difficult.
Does that, like, affect your social life?
What social life?
Her schedule doesn't leave much time for shopping either, which she says is actually fine, because if there's ever something she needs to buy, she can usually find it on Amazon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.